All right, what's going on, everybody? Good morning. Good morning. All right, so you're probably wondering, like, Taylor, where is everybody? You're just by yourself. The important part is Ian is here. That's the important part. Dan had a flight canceled yesterday and rescheduled today. So that was, like, super last minute. And then Jake is fall breaking it with his family in the mountains. So it's just me today, me and Ian. But listen, you're not here for me, Jake and Dan. You're here for our guests. So for those of you tuning in, welcome this morning. We're going to dive right into it. Ian's a busy man. He is crushing it. So I can't wait to, you know, obviously for you guys to know who he is. But Ian, let's go ahead and dive in, man. Who are you? What do you do? And what the heck is a Whisper Arrow?
Right on. So my name is Ian Villa. I'm the COO and co-founder of the startup called Whisper Arrow. My background's in aircraft design, and what we're doing at Whisper Arrow is developing the next generation of propulsion for drones, for jets, for leaf blowers. The tech that we've built is cleaner, quieter, and more efficient. All those things at the same time, so you don't have to compromise. And we really want to transform, you know, the future that everybody wants to live in to be more considerate and as compelling as it really should be.
Yeah, man, I love a good OG story here, right? What the why, right? Like, why this? Like you just like wake up one day and you're like, damn, airplanes are real loud. We got to fix this.
I think a lot of people actually wake up and think that.
Yeah, why? Yeah. It's over my head.
I live close to the airport, so it's something I think all the time. No, but you know, before we started Whisper, my co-founder and I, we were at Uber Elevate. In fact, my co-founder co-founded the aviation division of Uber, which is Uber Elevate.
That's cool.
And,
that's cool.
Yeah, super cool. Yeah. We were looking at things like flying taxis, Ubercopter, drone delivery for Uber Eats. And it was very real. We were, you know, literally delivered the first chicken McNuggets by air.
Are you serious?
100% serious.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We proved out a lot of really cool stuff. We even had the first multimodal trips on the Uber platform going from Manhattan to JFK. And, you know, towards the end of it, I was the head of strategy, led about a fifth of the team with, you know, engineers, operations analysts, product analysts. And our goal was to figure out, like, how do we actually take any of these products and go to market? No matter where you were in the world, no matter whether we were looking at delivery drones or air taxis, you know, the key question is like, okay, it's cool if you can prove it out and do like one-off experiments. How do you actually make a business out of this? And the biggest thing that we realized from all these simulations using all this Uber data and you know, trip data, transportation models, is that you have to be much, much quieter to get to scale. Like if you want to enable the everyday flight of people and things for everyone,
right?
You know, you have to fly every single minute of every single day. And you're only able to do that if you're so quiet, you don't disturb communities. Cause that's when you can actually amortize the cost of all of this and make it affordable. Hmm.
That makes sense. So, man, how do you start tackling this stuff, right? I mean, obviously, this is a big problem to solve. It's an expensive problem to solve, I'm sure. Talk about how you're trying to solve this, and then maybe if you want to go into the leaf blower as well, because I'm sure I kind of maybe know the answer. So, yeah, just answer that.
Sure. I mean, you know, what we did was we really went back to first principles. For a long time, people have taken for granted that, you know, aircraft are going to be noisy. Drones are going to be noisy. And when you have that kind of perspective, you don't apply the right tools, like real, you know, scrupulous acumen to how you design something to be quieter.
Yeah.
And so we kind of question a lot of the assumptions that, you know, even aerospace engineers have had for years. And when you do that, you end up with a solution that's actually much more elegant that uses, you know, acoustics and aerodynamics synergistically and gets you to these solutions that other people have not even been able to do.
Right. Right.
And so like, I don't know, we can nerd out specifically on.
Go nerdy for a second. I won't go too nerdy. Cause I'm gonna blow my brain. So this is way over my head, but get a little nerdy real quick for the people who are watching.
Let's do it. I mean, the real trick is, you know, if you want to make something quiet, you really have to understand where all the noise is coming from. Okay. And you're generating thrust. And we've we've developed tools to really isolate all those things. And once you can do that, once you can really measure and understand where your noise is coming from, now you can actually take targeted efforts to tailor that noise. And so what we do is we take all those noise sources and we minimize them. And then the sources that are most apparent to your ear, which is often like the fan, the aerodynamics of your fan.
Sure.
We take that tonal noise and we push it past human hearing. And we do it in such a way where, you know, you won't hear it. It'll still be pleasant for your dogs, your pets, wildlife. And ultimately, because everything else is quieter and a bunch of the noise that you would typically hear is now just completely imperceptible to you, you now have something that is scalable and works, you know, where it needs to. And
crazy.
Not a public nuisance.
So, yeah. So push. So again, I won't get too granular here, but like you're pushing the sound decibels to where it's past human hearing. And but it doesn't hurt like animals and all that stuff. Like, I mean, you guys are in labs, I'm sure, just like trying to test this like nonstop, right? I mean, I'm sure it's like a soundboard in front of you, and you're trying to like move stuff, and like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, we have some really awesome acoustic mics. You know, you can actually get these specialty like acoustic cameras.
Yeah,
where you know it looks at an object that's making noise. It almost looks like a heat map of the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have really high confidence over all of this stuff. You know, I've done tests like in the middle of the night
because
we know that, you know, if we test at like 10 p.m., the cicadas are still chirping, or, you know, we'll test in the middle of the day and have dogs and they're just, you know, our pet dogs are sleeping on a field of grass.
You know, and then you guys do the test, like kind of stuff like that.
Yeah. And like there's crazy stuff like with the leaf blower where, you know, you have to kind of test where there's this like 20 dB delta between what you're trying to measure and the ambient noise. And we're so quiet that we have to test, you know, super early in the morning before people are out on the roads, before, you know, animals are up flying around or making noise.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we take a lot of care when it comes to the noise, but we also take a lot of care when it comes to the measurement of the performance. You know, are we generating thrust? Are we using, you know, minimal amounts of power, minimal amounts of energy?
That's nuts.
Yeah.
So I want to give a shout out. You sent this over. Shout out to y'all for getting in TechCrunch. Whisper Aero unveils ultra quiet electric leaf blower powered by aerospace tech. Obviously just read that. For those of you, when we put this on the podcast form, Ian and his company are in TechCrunch. And I threw up a link on the screen. Talk about this, man. I mean, obviously super exciting stuff. If you just want to run through this real quick and just maybe like what's next after this.
Yeah, the leaf blower for us is super exciting. You know, our base, the whole team has an aerospace background. You have folks coming from Skunk Works, from NASA, from Boeing, from Northrop Grumman. And while our first products and prototypes have been in the aerospace field, the leaf blower has been really interesting for us because we always knew we wanted to really change the commercial world and make an impact to consumers. And the tricky part is, you know, you're taking this aerospace tech, which is super high performance,
yeah,
but expensive, and now you need to make it really low cost. And the leaf blower was a way where we could kind of synergistically take tech that we already knew was proven,
right,
and now just solve the manufacturing problem in an application that, you know, everybody is aware of and everybody has, you know, wants a solution like badly. And so now that we have this leaf blower proven out, tested, and showing that we're actually not only delivering quieter, you know, 40 times quieter performance, but also 40% more air and 40% less energy than even some of the best backpack leaf blowers out there, that's a game changer. And now you have the spectrum of, you know, high end, expensive aerospace product, really low cost, consumer friendly product, everything in between, from HVACs, from delivery drones, you know, from wind turbines or carbon capture, that's fair game. And as we scale, that's, you know, we're able to tell that story and say it with confidence.
That's cool. So let me ask you this, like, and again, this is like my two cents, like I can't imagine there's like a lot of people clamoring and being like, we need quieter leaf blowers, right? So like, or maybe there is, again, right? So correct me here. What, like, I guess, like, what's the end goal? Is the end goal to provide, like, you know, daily individuals, like, quieter things, especially as, like, you know, big cities, you know, and sound pollution, all that stuff? Like, it's kind of an OG, like, story question, but also, too, kind of the future question. Like where do you see this going to where it really meets? Were you able to sell enough and to move enough product and all that?
Yeah. So Whisper as a company, like, we're a propulsion startup. You know, when Boeing makes an aircraft, they don't build the engine. They buy an engine from, you know, a Pratt & Whitney or a GE Aviation. And so we see ourselves in the aerospace world as kind of like that next generation electric propulsion provider, whether that's a drone or whether that's a large aircraft.
Yeah.
And the tech scales. So even for leaf blowers or HVAC systems, you know, these are products where moving air matters a lot. And there's a lot of other components to that. Like a leaf blower, you've got batteries, you have triggers, you have controllers. We want to be providing that air moving solution. And in some cases, we'll be licensing tech. In other cases, we'll actually be producing that and integrating it on board. But you can think of Whisper as this like next generation propulsion provider for all things that need to move air. And we think that if we can do this with tech that is cleaner, quieter, and more efficient than anything else out there, that we are providing a future that's as considerate as it is compelling.
Well, like, so the brand that pops up, like when I'm talking to you, the brand to me that pops in my head where I'm like, I think there's like a lot of similarities, but also they could use your technology, is Dyson.
Get that a lot. Yeah.
Right. So it's like Dyson is a vacuum cleaner, right? At the end of the day, it's like a vacuum cleaner, but what Dyson's made, like, vacuum mean sexy, right? Almost in a way with like the way they do it, the way they go about the engineering side of things, you know, then they're getting into some other areas as well. You see those like air purifying masks now they have with like the headphones and yada, yada. But like, I could see Dyson potentially using your product in their machines. Is that something that could happen? Like, you could have these vendors looking at you to adopt your technology into their
things?
Okay.
We'd love to talk to a Dyson.
Yeah. You know, Dyson, if you're watching.
Exactly.
Already in.
But partnership's a great thing.
Okay.
And so, you know, specifically with the leaf blower, we're talking to a number of folks to figure out what is the right partnership strategy, who are the people that kind of are culturally aligned with our view of the world and really want to deliver a game changing product for people, not only for, you know, landscapers, but also the people that have to live with the landscapers around them.
Yeah.
And so the partnership is a really awesome thing, and we're looking for the best partners in all of these different product categories.
That's awesome. So as we wrap up here over the next few minutes, first off, you know, shout out to y'all for raising your Series A. Do you want to talk about funding, where you've been and where you're going there?
Yeah, right on. We're a 3-year-old company. We've raised over $41 million to date. And $8.4 million.
Especially in this market. That's good.
Appreciate that. Yeah. things are looking great. And, you know, ambitious tech, especially hardware, takes a lot of capital. And so we've had to have, you know, much larger capital raises.
Yeah.
I think we're in a good space where we're going to be able to, you know, as a hardware startup, generate revenue and, you know, show progress towards multiple diversified product lines, you know, not just a leaf blower licensing agreement, also propulsion for aerospace.
Yeah.
And when you do that, I think that puts us in a really great position about a year from now to actually start talking about and thinking about a Series B seriously.
Real quick, this popped into my head too, because we're talking about drones and the McNuggets. Like, that's still my brain. I'm obviously hungry. I need to go eat breakfast. But, you know, I could also see like the if we want to start going vertical with our transportation, right? If you hear a drone, you hear that shit coming from a mile away. Like, I mean, it's like a gnat. So I can see how your technology is going to be so needed in the future of air. Because if you have, you know, all these things flying around your head, it's going to get so noisy.
Totally. I need to send you a video. I mean, we've got
yeah, please.
We had a demonstrator drone we've been flying for about a year and a half just to prove people how quiet we can be through the sky. And, you know, when it flies overhead 200 feet above in rural Tennessee. So this is not like a noisy city.
Yeah, it's because I'm in rural Tennessee. It's quiet.
Yeah. It's inaudible from 200 feet.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And that's so awesome. When you apply this tech for things like delivery drones, now you're talking about something that's able to, you know, hover at like 50 feet.
Yeah.
And blend into the background.
Yeah. That's cool.
You're talking about, you know, 9-seat jets being able to really take off from airports that have traditionally complained, like Santa Monica Airport or San Carlos Airport.
Oh, really?
And now actually not only be productive, but like responsibly quiet for the communities around them. And, you know, not just that, that's really true for almost any airport, right?
Yeah.
When you stand up in an airport, you kind of have to really think about the acoustics and the communities around it.
Yep.
If we all want to fly more and like people are continuing to move and travel and across different places, then we really have to be responsible and considerate about the way that we move and the impact that we have on other people's lives. And so this noise impact, when you travel more, it matters a whole lot. And unless we're proactive about it, we're just going to end up with kind of like a noisier world. And so a whisper allows us to actually solve that and get to more sustainable solutions that, you know, can use less energy, but also take us much further.
That's awesome. If people want to hiring real quick, what are you looking for? If anybody watches this now or in the future, how could people find you? What are you looking for? What type of people do you want? Just kind of give the rundown of that. And then we'll wrap up here.
Right on. Yeah. We're continuing to grow. We're looking for talent in Tennessee. We have some awesome team members that have come from, you know, like I said, Skunkworks, Northrop Grumman, NASA, Rolls-Royce, just kind of best ofs. And we're looking for engineers, technicians, as we spool up, you know, more test activities, more manufacturing activities to deliver our first aerospace thrusters to customers, as well as refine some of these newer commercial products for things like leaf blowers.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, cool. Awesome. Ian, thank you for hanging out with me today. Appreciate it, buddy. Best of luck in San Fran. Stay on real quick so I can provide you off air. But y'all, thank you again for tuning in. Even if you did not comment, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. And we are back next week. Who we got next week on the show? Actually, not next week. The following week. Oh, yeah. So in 2 weeks, Ian actually met this guy at 3686. Wade Austin. Wade has a company that basically tries to get your local farmers to try to get their goods into your home, right? So like local farmers within your region, how to buy specifically and directly from them. So they're like kind of like the Uber for local farms or Instacart for local farms. So
that's cool.
2 weeks. Yep. All right, y'all have a good one. Take it easy. Peace.